of Wilde and Tausch begins now. It begins.
Very catchy.
I think the whistling adds a lot to it.
RFM. This is some good RFM right here.
RFW. Royalty-free whistling. Ah. Time now for our prize picks of the week.
Some of the only music better than our royalty-free Christmas tunes. Our prize picks of the week. Looking for a bounce-back performance after we had a strong November into early December. Let's see if we can have a good one this week. And I have
Am I crazy to say December has flown by? Like, this has been the fastest month of the year.
Doing this again.
No. Like, I am serious. It's like
how
you look up and it's the 19th.
Have you proclaimed as the fastest month of the year? I feel like you've done this
October
like every other month.
No, I don't. That is not. That's erroneous. But December, this just, November felt like it drug on forever. And then December, it was like, bam, here we go. It just cray. Absolutely cray.
And March goes real fast.
Okay. I don't know, man.
Our prize picks of the week. I liked a couple of these selections so much this morning that I actually locked in a few picks before consulting with you guys.
Flex Friday? Did you take advantage of Flex Friday?
No, I'm going to ask you for some tips here, and then I'm going to do the Flex Friday with the Flex promo. But I went power play, four bagger this morning, hoping for four for four, okay, and a nice little win come Sunday evening. Or Saturday night, I should say. Let's run a few of these by you for Packers Bears. Josh Jacobs, more or less than 0.5 rushing or receiving touchdowns combined. Does Josh Jacobs get in the end zone against the Bears?
Domofsky just swayed me. I'm going less. I'm not even sure. I don't know how much he's going to play. He's a warrior, and he's obviously a great touchdown catch last week. Ran it well, but I'm gonna play the injury card here on a short week. I'm going to go less.
I believe in Josh Jacobs. I am going to go more and disagree with both my esteemed colleague and Tausch.
Nice.
Caleb Williams, more or less than 57.9%. completion percentage in Saturday night's game. Going back to the well, Tausch.
Boy, they just keep dropping that. It was 58 or 59. I think he's going to go more this time around. It's at home. You don't have Micah. I think it's going to be more. And I don't think he's going to throw it a ton. I think it's going to be 20-some-odd throws. You do the math. If he's 13 or 14 out of 20, all right, I don't know what the math is on that. I think he gets it done. I think he's going to be hovering around that 60 piece, which is still not great for a starting quarterback. But I think he'll be better than he was last time they played Green Bay with Micah being out there.
Yeah, I am very curious to see how they change, if at all, how they utilize their quarterback and whether they are less concerned about getting the ball out of his hand, because he does like to do the extend the play spiel. That's kind of where he likes to live. And that's kind of what Ben Johnson is trying to break him of and have him just deliver the ball on time, on schedule, in the pocket, and not always be improvising. So, look, I want Caleb, I've said it a million times, I want Caleb Williams to be good, so this is a great quarterback and great team rivalry. I'm still not... I keep hearing Ben Johnson's voice in my head from a couple weeks ago saying that they were winning in spite of their passing game. And now they will be once again missing Roma Dunze and Luther Burden, who was the pot stirrer with Carrington Valentine and Keyshawn Nixon when Nixon got that penalty. But Burden got fined by the league.
He was on Burden. Some would say from the penalty.
It was quite a burden.
Nice.
So I'm actually gonna say he is going to be less on that. I think he's I think Caleb Williams in a cold night is going to have a tough night.
Okay. A lot of tight ends.
Not a lot.
A lot of tight end throws.
Cole Kmet also questionable, by the way. People are forgetting about that.
Dink and dunk if the defense steps up to the plate here without Micah Parsons. Hopefully. Christian Watson, more or less than 3.5 receptions?
Less. Big plays. I think 3 is going to be the number and a tutter. If he does that coming off of what it looked like he might be out for a while, I'll be happier than a clam.
More. I think he's going to have more than that. I think he's going to have 4, 5, 6, 7. We haven't agreed on one yet. It's kind of fun.
Quick question. Why are clams happy, too? But I digress. Go ahead.
Because they're in a casino. Hard Rock Casino, Rockford. Hmm.
Brandon McManus or Cairo Santos, the kicker for the Bears, more or less than 1.5 made field goals for either of them individually, not a combined effort here. Either one, do you like more or less on 1.5 made field goals? Old T.
So here's the thing. Normally I would say yes, no doubt. You got two ultra-aggressive cats now with this fourth down. And guys not settling for, you know, if it's 4th and 3 inside the red zone, you just get the sense that both these coaches are going to go for it. I'm going less on both.
I guess I have to go more since we haven't agreed on anything so far. But I agree with Tausch. Put the shirt on. Aggressive fourth down decisions. That's what I expect. Plus, if it's going to be really, really windy at Soldier Field, I'm not sure that if you have a short opportunity to convert or if you have a chance to kick a field goal, you're going to pick the field goal under those conditions.
I thought they were saying it was going to be some kind of gorgeous night in Chicago on Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about this wind.
When did this change?
By the way, yeah, on TMJ this morning, Niznanski was saying it's going to be beautiful down there.
Okay, I got this email about the wind.
That's out in Denver.
You're on an email subscription on the wind?
I personally do not subscribe.
We tried to subscribe to Brian Windhorst. The next thing you know, he's getting wind-related.
The windy report. He thought it was an NBA thing.
So he's
We have our emails in the NFL Black Book, and so... We start the game with sustained winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts to 25, and by the end of the game, we could see sustained winds of over 20 miles per hour and gusts pushing to 35 to 40 miles per hour. According to some meteorologist, the chief meteorologist at Roto Grinders, according to this email, which I'm not familiar with their work. And I don't think they make ice cream. And I don't think they are necessarily weather experts. That strikes me as some sort of fantasy group. So take that for what it's worth.
What did Stephanopoulos say on Good Morning America this morning?
I was not watching. I was fixing our blow-ups outside and then shoveling our driveway. So
you better be careful. Those blow-ups are going to blow away depending on what Roto Grinders.
Very, very windy, according to Kevin Roth, chief meteorologist. And Roto Grinders.
What are you subscribed to from the Black Book?
I don't know. I didn't subscribe. Click unsubscribe. Not interested. But it made for a funny joke.
Can you please?
You got the exact opposite problem. I subscribe to stuff and don't get anything.
Yeah.
You don't, and you get all this info from Roto Grinder. Sounds
suspicious.
Sounds very goofy to me. Hey, man, I ain't ask me no questions, tell me no lies, my friend. I'm not going to ask any questions on Roto Grinder. I can tell you that. Right
can now. You please tweet a wind update at kickoff for us to follow along with when you're there? That would be very helpful for all of us.
Can I just text you? I don't tweet a lot anymore during games and stuff, so I'll just text Elon. You guys.
Anti-Elon guy.
Yeah, that's why.
Tausch, is Kyle Manungai going to go more or less than 44.5 rushing yards? I know you like him.
Oh, more. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go more on that.
I'm going to go more,
cat,
too.
Man. I like that cat. He's a player. Like him a lot.
Rutgers, right?
I don't know.
I think he was a Rutgers guy.
Birthplace of football.
Manungai?
Jersey.
Yeah.
Those like to are. See somebody do a fact check. I'd like to get. Who's Dale? I know Dale's got a lot on his plate. I also
he's
want to see if
he
can
fact check. He's working for Roto
Grinders
now, from what I hear, also.
I'd like to fact check why New Jersey and Rutgers, Piscataway, is the birthplace of college football. I'd like to see some research on that, too, but it's neither here nor there.
Those are our prize picks of the week brought to you by Prize Picks.
Yeah, I got a lot going on. Bowl games are going. Basketball matchups and, of course, all these great playoff pushes. It's all happening during the holidays. And you know what? If you want to play and have some fun, jump on Prize Picks. It's the simplest way to play daily fantasy. Make your player picks less than 60 seconds. Choose more or less on at least two player stats. Get them right. Cash in. And new this season, you get early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you can cash out before the game even ends. Deposits are fast, easy with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, more. I like Manungai with 44, more. I'm going to go dig around. I didn't love any of the other ones. I didn't hear what Jordan Love's passing numbers were.
I didn't hear those read either.
I'll go take a look at that. I'm going to go less with Josh Jacobs. And I'm going to try to go with a three or a four piece. You guys, do your thing. And you know what? It's great to be right because that means you make a little cash. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI for $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good
to be right.
236.5 passing yards for Jordan Love on Prize
Picks. Yeah, I'm going to go more. I just think I like Jordan in this matchup a lot.
We shall see. We shall also see what the Academy has cooked up.
Although Grinder's got this thing blowing 70 miles an hour. I you know what? I'm going to pause until I get my Roto Grinder update at whatever time. I'm going to have to wait till as late as I can on Saturday till Roto Grinder gives me the wind update.
I'd like to congratulate Kathy, who apparently does their PR. She got something out of that email, boy. I didn't expect it.
What? I bet if you dig deeper, there's probably more to get out of that email, too.
Headlines are next.
I don't know about grinding a roto, but Kathy. It could be the one. Oh, Kathy.
More next.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The moment you've all been waiting for. No, not the return of movie headlines. Just this week's headlines. Tausch, you get to go first.
So, I was just waiting for some RFM, but we don't have any RFM, so I'm go.
I'm told that Jesse has not had. He's been busy with the Wisconsin volleyball postseason run. Now I'm sure he'll be putting together the new headlines bit.
You got this nice defensive graphic up here for you.
That's
what
a good graphic.
Car wash
graphics. Yeah. Can you put up how many car washes people went through over that course of that same amount of time? All right, here we go. Saturday is an interesting one to me. I don't know. I don't have a – Jason asked Rob a little bit earlier in the show about the vibe. I don't have a great vibe. Well, the only thing I have a great vibe on is that our quarterback's better than theirs. That's the only thing I feel really strongly about. And I think our defense is better even without Micah. So here we go. Injuries to Parsons and Watson cast doubt, but the pack still has Love. so don't count them out. A tutter from Reed, well, Josh Jacobs they'll feed. And that's what portaging is all about. Canoeing. Remember,
yeah, I appreciate the canoe.
Yeah.
I appreciate the callback to the canoe. I thought that was good. I liked it. Jesse's are always the best these days, so here we go.
Mine's not very good this week.
Okay, well, good.
Jeez. That's kind of throwing some shots. You don't like my limericks?
I like them.
Jesse's had some really good headlines this year.
Jesse crushed it last week, but he's also had some futters, too.
Like, let's some what?
He's had some futters.
Some what?
Futter-dutter. Futter-dutter. What did you think I said?
Just careful.
I don't know, but
I just want you to be concerned. Careful there, old D.
Just be
Chicago.
Careful, hey, boys.
Chicago. Okay. That toddling town. Will it be Go Pack Go atop the NFC North? Or will the Bears bear down? Love is in the air along with that gusting wind. Will Watson break the game open? Or will the G&G's division hopes be thin? Caleb's inconsistent, but he has improved. Without Micah on the field, will the D hang a masterpiece in the Louvre? With three games left, the pack starts its run, and Wildy learns that leaving the basement can deliver so much holiday fun. Packers 27, Bears 23. Couldn't find my right rhyme with Gary because I wanted to put something in there about Gary, moving to Gary, but I never found what I was
Larry?
Looking for.
Larry? Scary? The cable guy? Larry the cable
guy?
I went
Barry.
Wary?
Bear, you know, the Bears, the Packers,
scary?
The Bears will Barry.
Dairy?
Yeah, Scary seemed like a layup. I get it.
Jones Dairy?
Dairy because now we that, like cheese and milk.
That's
and...
where I should have gone. That's thank you, Jesse. I should have brought you in earlier. Jones Dairy was perfect. Speaking of perfect, here's your crummy headline that you've undersold or perhaps accurately described.
Not very good this week, but we've got it. Jeff Hafley, top of my mind because of his greatest press conference of all time earlier this week. Hafley ever after. Defensive coordinator spreads holiday cheer. Packers down the Bears. 27-13 is my prediction for Saturday night's game.
Yeah, Tausch is right. That is kind of a futter.
It is, but it's straight and to the point. I think the defense shines, and for everyone who has said Jeff Hafley will be a head coach, this is the game that cements that he will have that opportunity by shutting down Caleb Williams and his completion percentage with the Chicago Bears on Saturday night. Everyone thinks the Bears have a chance. The Bears fans are starting to feel themselves and how confident they are heading into this thing.
Mm.
Packers shut them down. It's a classic Packers beatdown of the Bears on Saturday.
All right, those
JJ
are our
Watt
headlines
this week.
JJ Watt is doing the Bills-Browns game on CBS. We do have the A-team for Fox. Big game Burkhart and Brady with Aaron Andrews and Tom Rinaldi on the sidelines.
That is a big. That is
and then
big.
Next Saturday, we've got Peacock.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Could be Noah Eagle next week, I think.
And Tausch
so
and Moe sitting in your
I might
Jesse's
have to
living
take
room.
The postgame show off next week, then.
And you can do it from my house.
In the fridge.
I'll have to see. I'm sure there's some illegal streaming services we can legally get. Is Roto Grinder tell us where we can get?
I'm not giving them any. We've given them too much pub already.
You could go get a hotel room in Johnson Creek or Oconomowoc, and then it'll be on Milwaukee's NBC affiliate. So
true.
You could do that.
There you go.
Hey, good point, Jell.
We need to draw this week's trivia winner. I'm looking at Wonelli, and it appears to be a college football playoff preview, not. Anything breaking down with like what Giannis said yesterday about his agent?
I can lie to you. Is there ever been less buzz? Like I know we're having a bee shortage and bees are struggling. There is a buzz shortage on this college football playoff.
Well, we'll break that down next during Woe Nelly after I tell you about Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. That's the number to call. Or go to the website, gruber-law.com. If you've been injured in an accident, that's the only call to make. I hope you never have to make it. But if you do, make the call to David and his team. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Woe Nelly and picking this week's trivia winner are next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, right.
Best version of Silent Night ever to not have to be paid for. Speaking of get what you pay for, it's time for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
As promised, we left out the college football playoff portion of the weekend preview earlier in the show. Round one of the college football playoff is underway this weekend, starting tonight. Best game, I think, is tonight. Alabama at Oklahoma in Norman, a battle of SEC foes going at it. 7 o'clock tonight on ABC and the ESPN app and on ESPN Radio. Alabama has lost to Oklahoma both of the years that the Sooners have been in the SEC, going back to last year. So that is the big one tonight. Triple header tomorrow. 10 seed Miami and 7 seed Texas A&M is your early game on ABC at 11 a.m. And then the action shifts over to TNT, where they are televising the final two games of round one. Tulane and Ole Miss is the afternoon game, and James Madison, Oregon, up against the Packers-Bears game. Jason, you'll have to second screen stream that one in the press box in Chicago to see your Ducks in action.
I think I'll be okay.
Yeah. So where's the buzz?
Tausch is right, man. I didn't hear any buzz there.
Alabama, much maligned. Can they get it done against Oklahoma?
Time does Notre Dame play?
They are not in the field this season.
They
Jason?
Took their ball and went home.
Yeah. But then donated to charity. It was kind of fun. Ole Miss without their head coach against Tulane, whose coach was hired by Florida, but he's doing both jobs in the playoffs, so they... polar opposites of approaches for head coaches. There's some excitement there. Huh? Can one of
You're trying real hard.
Can one of the five teams pull off a monumental upset for the first time in college football playoff history?
No, they won't. Oklahoma-Alabama will be an interesting game tonight. I think Oklahoma beats them. I think Alabama's beaten up. And I will not be surprised if I'm Kalen DeBoer and Michigan throws the bank at me. I'm going to Michigan. The SEC is a gauntlet. They're already, I think, wanting to kind of get rid of him. He's lost four. If he loses tonight, he's going to lose sometime. They're not winning a national championship this year. You're going to have four losses, and their fans are sick of it. So if I'm him, I'm like, you know what, man? Michigan, I get to play, you know, some teams I can beat. I'm always going to be in the mix. I'm going to go up there and take my big old paycheck. That's what I would do if I was Kalen DeBoer. The only game that I'm super intrigued by, I do think Miami, who got in deservedly over Notre Dame, since they literally played each other and they beat them. And the Notre Dame, the amount of crying Notre Dame did is embarrassing, by the way. So Miami having to prove themselves against A&M, I think, is a very intriguing game. Everything else, snoozy doozy.
Snoozy Futter.
It's a new one.
Careful.
Careful. F-U-D-D-E-R.
Yes.
Futter.
So let me ask you this then, old T, college football analyst that you are, Heisman Trophy voter.
Ball knower.
Yeah.
Ball knower.
Do we sacrifice some intrigue, some buzz for the first round of the playoff this year at the expense of then being able to have more buzz for the powerhouses going at it New Year's Day and in the semifinal and in the championship with Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, and Texas Tech with first-round byes? Some compelling later-round matchups could be in store because these appear to be a little lopsided.
Now, I'll tell you what would be great is if those four teams were playing like the old-school BCS this weekend, and then the two winners would go play in Pasadena on Jan. 1. That would be awesome. And if they want to have these little cute play-in games that with no buzz, play them last week. Play them 2 weeks ago. College football is a sick, sick puppy, man. And they need to get some serious medicine, but they really just need a total revamp. I'd be all in on if it was just those four teams. I'm in. I don't need all 12. I don't.
So did you just propose that what college football playoff or what college football should do is the Rose Bowl should be the equivalent of the Super Bowl, and it should be played in the same place every
year? Nobody else is going to play there. UCLA is moving. That's it. That's the venue. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying Rose Bowl, January 1st, 4 p.m. kickoff. That's your championship
for the Natty
every year.
Every year. Forever. In perpetuity. Yep.
And how many teams are in the playoff to get there? 12 or 16?
I don't even care. If you want it, just start them earlier. No, I mean, I want four. All you crybabies over the years have said, we need more. It's not fair. Oh, wah, wah, wah. And you know what? Even though the players are telling you, we don't want to play that much because we're sitting out and we're transferring, and the coaches are telling you, we don't want to play that much. Great. Move it up. Start this thing. Give two byes. The top two teams should have a bye into the semis. And then if you want to get cute and have 24 other teams and get rid of conference, and you want, I'll watch ball now. I'm fine watching ball, but it gets to be mid-December. I'm on to the NFL, man. So you better have some very intriguing big-time matchups. Top two teams. Here's what we do. SEC and Big Ten champs, you have byes. You got byes into the semis. Everybody else, here's some chicken scratch. Go get it. We're going to throw a little feed out. You guys go scatter. And if you guys can dig to get there, we'll play you on our home field or in the Peach Dome or the, you know, if you got to have
Dome,
all that stuff. That's cute. But the championship is out New Year's Day out at the Rose Bowl with the sun setting in the whatever mountain range that is. That's what college football should do.
You got to win at the Peach Dome if you're going to make it to the Rose Bowl.
Whoa, Nelly!
I think he's you get to go to the Peach Pit. You get to go with Nat Pasiccio to the Peach Pit after. Listen to some music.
I think your idea is the right one.
Thank you.
Chicken scratch.
I agree.
So, is this eventually just going to become the NFL playoffs where the SEC is the AFC, the Big Ten is the NFC, and they play on January 1st, and there's like three rounds of playoffs that are...
To get there,
get you there. Yeah.
That's exactly what it should be. Yeah, and when smart people take over, that's what will happen. And Jesse and Jason, it will be more along the lines of, I think what will happen is, they're bringing private equity and all that stuff in, which just let ESPN and Fox be the AFC and the NFC. And you can kind of filter it, and they can kind of divide it up, and you can end up jostling and getting matchups, and both would end up battling to put you end up with the SEC champion goes on ESPN on, I don't know, a little bit before Christmas. Fox does the other one. And after that, you do a draft. You get to pick which matchups you end up getting. It's a perfect way to do it. Make it for television. Let it go. It'd be fun. I'm all in. It's a great plan.
I'm all in on my idea. It's a great plan.
Yeah. Yep.
Are we going to talk about Giannis at all?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to.
Whoa, Nelly!
What would you like to say about Giannis?
I don't understand what happened yesterday. I was hoping somebody could explain it to me. Because at one point he does say, my agent works for me. Well, then, if your agent is speaking out of school, as he, I believe, claimed, then tell him to stop doing that, right? Like, isn't it...
Unless you don't want that.
Correct, exactly. So the idea that his agent wants to wants him to be traded, but Giannis isn't sure if he wants to be traded?
Let me tell you something. Here's the deal. Giannis's agent, now granted, he's going to want to do what's best for Giannis, but almost every agent that people know, what do they want? They're in that business
to make money for
their clients, and then that makes money for them.
Uh-huh.
The Milwaukee Bucks can pay Giannis the most amount of money ever, 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 ever.
Uh-huh.
And if Giannis is only wanting to make money and his agent only wants to make money, this is where they'll make the most amount of money. So just always kind of look. Don't just take people exactly what they say. Look in and do a little digging.
I wasn't taking him for what he just said. I thought it was...
I did not find it especially
convincing, the spiel that he delivered yesterday. That was actually going to be my takeaway from it.
Oh.
That's all.
Okay. Good takeaway.
Time to pick a winner in our trivia contestant. A
lot of chips in here, and I'm kind of hoping I draw one particular number because of some drama that would ensue from it.
So
we're gonna find out what happens. Oh, I didn't pick the number I was hoping to. That's okay. I'll explain in a moment. Congratulations to Chad in Oregon. Part of our start to our perfect week with geography questions on Wednesday. Chad in Oregon is our winner of the Cousin Subs and Iron Jock prize pack for Wildy and Tausch trivia. Jerry in the Prairie, number one, played on Tuesday. He called in later in the week and won the Iron Jock Tumbler.
Which, he's had a hell of a week.
Which made him ineligible. I checked in the official rules, made him ineligible
really?
To win trivia, but I didn't take his chips out of the helmet. So we would have drawn him, and then I would have been like Jeff Probst on Survivor, saying does not count, and then throwing it away and then picking
Wait, is that
one.
What Jeff Probst did?
Yeah, when the idols are played. It's crazy. Yeah.
That show's run its course, too, hasn't it?
They just have their finale the other night?
I haven't watched since 2020.
I haven't watched it in 4 or 5 years. I used to think that was the best show. Maybe I'm just getting old and stodgy, which is possible. Not probable, but possible.
Stodgy. A little stodgy. An old fudder-dudder, some might say. That is Whoa Nelly. Thank you for humoring me to give me an opportunity to inquire about the Giannis press availability that he had yesterday. We wrap up the show and wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
It is time for Feel Good Friday. We're still searching for Feel Good royalty-free music.
We'll get there.
Maybe.
But Jesse delivers this week's Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints.
A tough loss last night for Wisconsin volleyball, but it does allow us to now look back on an incredible season, and I wanted to say our Feel Good Friday today. Everyone part of the Wisconsin Badgers volleyball program, who has helped make it a successful first two seasons with ESPN Madison and Good Karma Brands being the home of Wisconsin Badgers volleyball, being able to have youth clinics within our communities, being able to get to know members of the program and help grow awareness and knowledge of the sport and bring more attention to one of the best programs at the University of Wisconsin, getting to know Kelly Sheffield, John Audius, Jess Williams, Hall of Famer Pete Wade, and all of the producers and everyone who's part of our broadcasts each and every week. An awesome season again, capped with a trip to the Final Four. And even though it did end in disappointment last night, we will look back on it and know that it was a heck of a run eventually. So congratulations to the team on a great season. And thanks to everyone with the volleyball program and everyone at our stations who has been part of our broadcasts and part of our increasing presence as the home of Wisconsin Badgers volleyball over the last 2 years.
And I just
kudos
got
to
announce
the team and great job on the post game. Who did the post game coverage most of the time?
That was
Hunter. Hunter did. Oh,
no, he's the executive producer. Yeah,
just got an email from the Bucks, not from Roto Grinder. The dates are set for the AVCA first serve.
Oh.
At Fiserv Forum.
Oh, that's a big one.
Six matches over 3 days with the top teams in the country, although they're not announcing which ones they will be playing. I'm guessing that might be the local team that will be participating in that.
You think? You might get
August
invited.
21st to the 23rd. Tickets go on sale January 30th, so there you go. You'll get some more volleyball soon. That's it for us today. Enjoy Packers Bears tomorrow night. We'll be back on Monday to talk about it. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.